Madam President.
Thank you very much. I have the honor to speak on behalf of Security of Leaders on the Labour Relations Report for Portugal and
themselves with this statement. Let me thank you, Madam President, for your leadership towards ensuring a successful fifth review conference of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and for your determination to secure holding the review conference despite the serious financial challenges. We wish to underscore that timely contributions by all high contracting parties and the payment of all outstanding arrears are an absolute necessity in order to secure the effective functioning of the Convention and its protocols and with the valuable work of the ISU. In this regard, transparency is essential for further improving the financial situation. The ministers of the 28 member states of the European Union have adopted a common EU position for the review conference, reiterating the European Union's long-standing commitment to the CCW and its protocols. The CCW is a unique international instrument gathering diplomatic, legal and military expertise. It's an important part of international humanitarian law, which contributes to preventing and reducing the suffering of both civilians and combatants. The EU underlines the importance to maintain the Convention's responsive to new developments and strengthening its implementation. The universalization of the CCW and its protocols remains among our priorities, and we strongly encourage all countries that have not yet done so to adhere to the Convention and its protocols as soon as possible. The European Union attaches high importance to transparency and building confidence in ensuring full implementation of and compliance with the Convention and its protocols. We encourage all high contracting parties to fulfill their legal, technical and reporting obligations on an annual basis. We welcome the proposal in the context of Protocol 5 on explosive remnants of war to establish a mechanism to assist in improving the rate and quality of national reporting, preferably through the establishment of a voluntary military roster of experts. We express our deep concern over the increased global impact of improved explosive devices attacks worldwide and their indiscriminate use and effects, in particular in the perpetration of terrorist attacks. We welcome the political declaration on IEDs to be adopted at this review conference, and we support continued work in the CCW to increase awareness, exchange information and share best practices on countering the impact of IEDs. The CCW is a relevant forum to explore further developments in the field of weapons technology. We support the consensus recommendations of the 2016 group of experts to the fifth review conference and establish a group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems in 2007 to further address the multiple aspects of this issue in accordance with international humanitarian law. We encourage all states to continue to conduct reviews to ensure that any new weapons, means or methods of warfare comply with international humanitarian law or other relevant rules of international law. The European Union remains gravely concerned over the deteriorating situation in Syria, which is causing unacceptable suffering for civilian populations. We condemn the alleged use of air-delivered incendiary weapons against civilian or military targets located within a concentration of civilians in Syria. We call on all states not yet party to join the Protocol 3 of the Convention and to fully comply with its provisions. EU institutions, the EU member states have been at the forefront in supporting mine action, contributing more than 600 million euros since 2010. We reaffirm our commitment to provide assistance, in particular for the clearance and destruction of explosion remnants of war and landmines, assistance to victims, awareness raising, advocacy and research for humanitarian and development purposes. We encourage further development within the CCW on the application of international humanitarian law and the challenges presented by the increasingly urban nature of conflicts and its impact on civilians. Finally, we would like to highlight the valuable contribution of civilian society, academia, NGOs to the work of the CCW. And I thank you, Madam President. I apologize a bit over time and would like to inform you that the full version of the EU statement is available in writing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ambassador Sorensen. Thank you for being here. And you and I know how difficult it is to finish.